This is Bishop FM.
Because on the line I have Fred McCauley waiting to join us. So good afternoon, Fred.
Frederick. And good afternoon to you as well, Roz or Roslyn.
How are you?
I probably sound like your dad giving you a row if I call you Roslyn. I'm very well, thanks. can I just give you a heads up?
I'm
sitting outside in Edinburgh and the weather is gorgeous, but at some point we're going to get a tram going past us. So if you hear some ding-a-linging, that's what it is, okay?
At least it's not rain.
I know. It's been a good August. I mean, I don't know what it's been like over in the northeast, but we've had a dreadful summer.
It's not been great this year at all. I don't know what's happened.
August has been a wee bonus.
Well, as long as it's nice for you while you're up there now, then that's a bonus for you. Because you're up there for a good few weeks, aren't you, doing the Fringe Festival?
Doing the Fringe all the way through to the 30th of August. And then I have a wee break with my wife. And then we hit the road on the 15th of September with a tour.
It's a long tour you're doing as well. You're covering most of the country, England and Scotland, by the looks of it.
No, Roz, I'm not doing Scotland.
Are you not doing
it's
it at all?
Only England, uh-huh.
Oh, so we get you to ourselves for a little while.
Yeah. I made a misjudgment. I thought Scotland would be independent by now. So I was going to come down and tell you all about life in a different country.
Oh. So,
no, I'm joking. I'm joking, man. No, it's just there are so many dates that I wanted to split the tour in two, so I'm doing England this year and then I'll do Scotland, Wales and Ireland next.
That's fair enough. So how's the Fringe going?
Loving it. It's really good fun, and it's, you know what, it's kind of it has a pattern, Ros. The first week you're just so concentrating on getting your show ready, because the show that I'm doing at the Fringe is not the show that I'm touring.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all new. And then in week two I've done about four big charity gigs, and there's a sudden realisation, God, I haven't seen any of my pals doing their stand-up yet. So the last week, which is next week, will be out and about.
So what's been your favourite part of the Fringe this year?
Knocking a show into shape. It's, you know, I've been doing stand-up for 27 years.
Whippersnapper.
And the terror, the fear of going on stage and not really knowing whether material is going to work or not never ever goes away. But there's a show up here at the Fringe called Setlist, and that's kind of improvised stand-up. And I've done that a couple of times, and it's nice to put yourself on the line, I suppose, and just see if you've still got the funnies.
Yeah. It's going well. The comments I've seen looking at Facebook and things, everything's been great. Everyone's loved it.
I know. It's unusual. There's nobody being grumpy. There's nobody just kind of being so self-aware that they're, you know, that they think that they're never going to be funny again. It's been a great Fringe. So there's a lot of funny people about and they're all doing well.
I think it's grown every year and more people come to it as well and actually appreciate it.
Yep. And I think, you know, the great thing is that Edinburgh embraces it. I mean, as I say, the trams are running. And I don't know how well you know the geography of Edinburgh, but they put a big wheel in. Edinburgh's got a big wheel.
Where have they put it?
They put it in Princess Street, which I think is a geographical error, because it's the lowest part of the city. So you've got people in the big wheel going right up the very top, and they find themselves the height they would be a whole street away.
Yeah. I can just imagine. So they're not getting the full over at Edinburgh at all, really, are they?
No, they're just looking at somebody's third floor window.
Just waving as they're going
past.
I
suppose that could be entertaining.
Yeah. Maybe they've done it for a reason, because it's the Fringe.
I think people just like going on big wheels.
They do. I must admit, I've done a couple in and around England, so it's just a fascination for us all. It takes us all back to our childhood.
I think it is, yeah. And I suppose if you've got vertigo like I have, that's a wee bit like giving yourself the shock and the terror of doing stand-up again for the first time.
Oh, it's all a learning curve, though, isn't it? You're going to come down to meet us at the Gala Theatre in Durham. Have you ever been down there before?
I have. I was in the Gala in 2012 for the last tour, and it was good fun. Really enjoyed it. Lovely people. And I guess that's why we're coming back. That's the thing, when you tour, you go back to the places where you liked, and the ones that you didn't, you just don't go there.
Tend to avoid them. We're a good crowd around here. We're a good crowd.
Well, they're an appreciative audience as well. And I come down to do this stand in Newcastle every now and again as well. I love it, you know, because I think there is a bond between Scots and people in the northeast of England.
Most definitely. We're so close. I think there is this just unity going on there because the South is too far away.
Correct. And we're a hardy bunch as well, aren't we?
Yeah, wind, rain. Yep, we know it all. Yep. Oh, excellent. So have you got anything else on your plans, or are you just gearing up now for the show and doing your...
Gearing up for the tour, yeah. I mean, I've always had kind of done... sporting challenges. I did a thing for Comic Relief a few years ago. Then I did a long walk. I walked along the West Highland Way. I've walked the Great Wall of China. I climbed Kilimanjaro. This year, I'm going to be lying in the sun for 7 days consecutively.
It sounds like you need it and you have earned it. Because yeah. I looked, you've kayaked down the Caledonian Canal, and that's achievement
right.
in itself.
Yeah, that was, and you know, I can still remember the meeting when they said, "Fred, would you kayak down the Caledonian Canal?" And I said, "Yes." They said, "Would Dougie Vipond, he was the drummer out of Deacon Blue?" I said, "Yes." And they said, "Would you camp out overnight?" I said, "Yes." The only two words I missed in the meeting were "in February."
Oh dear, and the worst time.
God, it was minus 18 degrees.
I can well imagine, and the water is absolutely freezing.
It really is. And, you know, the bizarre thing about kayaking in sub-zero temperatures is you still have to drink as much as you would.
Yeah.
You have to keep totally hydrated. And I'll tell you this, taking a wee in a dry suit is only a very temporary warming up measure.
I don't think we should go...
It is the epitome of short-termism.
I don't think we should go further down that route. It could get nasty. Oh, excellent. We're looking forward to you coming along to see us. Hopefully we might come along and see you because Chris...
Would you, Ross? Aye, do that. Come along and see us. And I'll tell you what, if I'm in town the day of it, I'll maybe pop into the studio and say hi there, can I?
That would be really nice. We're about 17 miles from Durham itself, but it's a straight ride out. We would love you to pop out and see us and come and have a chat with us.
Right, well...
That would be excellent.
Let's see if we can fix that, and I'll make sure my driver knows the route.
Well, I'll send him some plans.
All right, Ross. Lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much for your time, Fred. We hope it all goes well, and we'll hopefully see you soon. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, Ross.
Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye now.
How wonderful. Thank you very much to Fred McCauley. He's just had a brief chat with us, telling us what he's up to, because he's on at the Fringe Festival at this moment in time, and then he's going to be starting his 2015 tour, and he's going to be hitting Durham Gala Theatre. That's on Wednesday, 23rd of September. You can get in touch with the Gala Theatre if you would like some tickets, and I can only imagine it's going to be fantastic if you know anything about Fred. If you look at some of the programmes he's been on, you might know him from the likes of Mock the Week and QI and Have I Got News For You and many other entertaining shows he does as well. So thank you so much for Fred joining us.
This is Bishop FM.